Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, indeed. Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. Bottom of the hour, it's going to be Carrie Lake. She's running for governor of the great state of Arizona. The early voting is underway now. It's something like 27 days of voting or some crap. Why can't we just have election day? I don't know what happened with that. We talk about America First. We talk about President Trump. We talk about Mike Pence. We talk about the polling and how good or bad she's looking. She's looking very good, by the way, in the polling. It's a great conversation. Make sure you stick around for that at the bottom of the hour. We also have Leah Thomas News. And let me tell you this right now. If you want to see the video of Joe Biden speech that was released yesterday, I definitely want you to tune in on video if you can. Again, if you're on the radio, you're in the car, whatever, don't try to get on your phone. Enjoy it on the radio station. We love being on these radio stations. But I'm going to play the video on my channel. Go to joepags.com, joepags.com, and then click on watch now. Or if you have the Twitch app, just go to Joe Pags, just go to my page. I'm going to show the video that was released of Joe Biden yesterday. Carrie, do you know the video I'm talking about? He's talking about January 6th. Did you see this?
I did not see the video.
There's something very wrong with him here. And there are a few things that I'll point out. The first of which is he never blinks in like a minute and a half. Just doesn't blink.
Okay.
His voice is weird and scratchy and deep, but they said it was going to be because of COVID. And without a doubt, his hair is parted the opposite way that it normally is. And it's not a reverse shot because the flag on his left lapel is the right orientation. Something very, very wrong with that. Very, very wrong with it. Plus, his pupils were completely dilated, so much so you couldn't tell that he had blue eyes. Now, I'm not against or above saying it might have been a deep fake. So I'm going to show it. This is released by the White House, released on his Twitter site. So come right now to my, if you can, if you're in the car, you can't, don't. I don't want you in an accident or something. But I'm going to show the video, joepags.com, and then click on watch now. And I'm going to show you that video in just a few minutes. I've got a couple other stories that I want to get to, but we'll show you that. Carrie, I forget, what day is it?
Wednesday. Oh, there we go.
W-E.
Makes things so much better.
Wow. Suddenly life is okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never over the top, but we did get a bit of a chocolate voice chair dance there. It was okay. Never over the top. Very reserved chocolate voice.
Come on.
Oh, this song is kind of, it's a nasty song.
Nasty?
Yeah, you know, I actually, because you're so into them, I checked out the behind the music. The original name of the, do you know what the original name of the group was going to be?
Bon Jovi.
It was going to be, instead of John Bon Jovi or Bon Jovi, they were going to call it Stupid Face from New Jersey.
No.
I'm pretty sure that the name was going to be Stupid Face.
And if I won the Mega Millions, I would have had a big old party, and he would play at my party.
Well, he would definitely come to the party if you won $1 billion. Nobody won last night, right?
I know. Nobody. So now it is $1 billion.
What is that? We have $1 billion floating around in the lottery?
Yes.
What has happened to this country?
That's crazy.
If the winner gets $1 billion, Carrie, how much do they keep for education or whatever else? They must be keeping even more.
I don't know. I know. It's
crazy.
That number
is crazy to me.
Obscene, but yeah.
It is obscene. All right, I've got that video of Joe Biden coming up in a second. We added about 100 people in the web chat. If you want to see it, I'm going to show it to you in just a couple of minutes. First, I want to get this Leah Thomas story out of the way. So Leah Thomas will not be the woman of the year. Is that what I'm hearing?
That is correct. From The Blaze, transgender swimmer Leah Thomas earlier this month was nominated by the University of Pennsylvania to be in the running for the NCAA's Woman of the Year Award for 2022. But the controversial swimmer's bid came to an end Monday when the NCAA announced its conference selections and named Columbia University fencer Sylvie Bender as its pick for the Ivy League, Fox News said. Now the field of award candidates has narrowed to 151, and the cable network said the Woman of the Year selection committee will choose 10 nominees from each division, and the top 30 will be announced in October. Bender is a biological female, and conservatives like Republican U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee could not have been happier Thomas is out of the running. Leah Thomas lost the bid for NCAA's Woman of the Year. Maybe they finally figured out she isn't a woman, Blackburn tweeted. Readers of the Blaze will recall Blackburn in March asked then U.S. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson during her confirmation hearings if she could define the word woman. Jackson said she could not because she's not a biologist.
There you go. All right, Carrie, thank you for that. Yeah, Leah Thomas is a dude in every way, except he says that he's a she. It's William Thomas, same body parts, same XY chromosomes, same height, same weight, same, you know, thicker bones, thicker musculature, but says, I'm a woman, and some doofus nominated this person to be Woman of the Year. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm glad that decision was made. I have to show, Sam, no calls on that. I have to show you guys, for those of you who have tuned in over in the web chat, and again, it's easy to get to, joepags.com, click on watch now. It's right, there's a listen now, you can listen to the stream online if you just want to hear the radio, or you can click on watch now and see us through the show. You see Carrie, you see Polo, you see Sam, you see me. In fact, there's Polo, there's Sam, we just saw the chocolate voice, Carrie, and here's me. You can watch it if you want, or you can go back later if you're a subscriber and watch it as a video on demand. But I'm going to show this video now of Joe Biden. This is released on President Biden's Twitter. The Twitter account is actually President Biden. All right? And this is about January 6th. And I guess they felt like they had to do this because it's not the anniversary or something. I guess they thought they had to do this because Donald Trump was in town. He was in Washington for the first time in a long time. So I'm looking at the seal, and I'm going to show it to you now if you're watching. I'm looking at the seal. And the seal is proper orientation, President of the United States. I'm looking at the lapel pin, the actual flag, and it's the correct orientation with the stars and the blue in the upper left-hand corner and then the stripes going the other way. Looking at his hair is parted the opposite way that it normally is. He's going right to left here when normally he goes left to right. That's not something that men change that often. Plus, his face looks just weird to me. So I want you to watch his eyes as he's saying these words. He doesn't even sound like himself. So I would not be above saying this is a deep fake. I think it could be. Now, am I saying that it is? No. But I think it could be because this doesn't make any sense. And what he says doesn't make sense either. But watch his eyes. First of all, they don't look blue. They look either a deep brown or black. And I think that might be extremely dilated pupils. That's the first thing. Or the fourth thing, either way. The next thing I want you to notice is he never blinks.
Then on January 6th, we relied on law enforcement to save our democracy. We saw what happened. The Capitol Police, the D.C. Metropolitan Police, other law enforcement agencies were attacked and assaulted before our very eyes, speared, sprayed, stomped on, brutalized, and lives were lost. And for 3 hours, the defeated former president of the United States watched it all happen as he sat in the comfort of the private dining room next to the Oval Office. While he was doing that, brave law enforcement officer subject to the medieval hell for 3 hours, dripping in blood.
Now, there was an edit in the video. They actually stopped the video and then picked it back up. And they just start saying dripping with blood. This is on the President Biden actual Twitter account. Doesn't really look like him. His hair is parted the wrong way. Certainly doesn't sound like him. And he never blinks.
Blood surrounded by carnage. Face to face with crazed mob that believed the lies of a defeated president. The police were heroes that day. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. There can be no greater responsibility than to do all we can to ensure the safety of our families, our children, our community, our nation, and our law enforcement.
Just had the first blink right there. We're a minute 24 in.
Officers.
And remember, this is after an edit.
I will always meet that duty, just as you do every single day as members of a critically important organization.
So there you go. That's the entire video. I'm going to play it again. I'm going to tear apart what he says, because what he says is factually incorrect. But it's kind of crazy to me that they thought we would just buy this. So those of you who are watching that video, I want to hear from you. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, or go to joepags.com, scroll down to the bottom, and click on contact. I'm going to play it again, so if you haven't jumped on the website yet, feel free to jump on the website. There's something visibly wrong with this guy. Now, I don't know if this is actually Joe Biden, and I'm not being funny when I say that. I honestly don't know. You know, I do 3 hours a day. I blink a lot. I don't have any teleprompter in front of me. I just say the words that come from my heart, from my soul, from my mind. You would know, I would think, there was something wrong if I never blinked. You would know, I would think, there's something wrong if suddenly my appearance was completely different. This is odd, what we're looking at here. So, again, jump on the website, joepags.com. Click on Watch Now. I'm going to play this again. And I'm going to stop and go because some of the things he says are just stupid. But he's clearly reading the teleprompter. He's, I believe, on something, and this is my opinion, or else his eyes wouldn't be so dilated. They aren't blue at all right now. He also has his hair parted the opposite way as even in the next video, which is very strange to me. Men just don't change their hair parts. And what he says is just factually incorrect. So let's go back to it. And again, Carrie, have you seen it yet? Because you're not watching the video, are you?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, I'll send you the link to it, okay. And I'll get your thoughts on it later. So let me give it to you again. This is, again, allegedly Joe Biden.
Then on January 6th, we relied on law enforcement to save our democracy.
Well, that's not true. The democracy was never really in jeopardy. We're a democratic representative republic. We're not a democracy. And Donald Trump offered 10,000 to 20,000 National Guard troops that were rejected by Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser, the D.C. mayor.
We saw what happened. The Capitol Police, the D.C. Metropolitan Police, other law enforcement agencies were attacked and assaulted before our very eyes.
Actually, the Capitol Police let a lot of people in. We've got video of them moving the barricades, saying, go ahead in. We don't agree with you, but it's your right to be here. So, again, here's the defund the police president now trying to defend the police.
Speared, sprayed, stomped on, brutalized, and lives were lost.
Lives were lost. Ashley Babbitt, and there was a second life that was lost that was also among the crowd. Nobody in the D.C. police was killed there. Nobody in Congress was killed there, thank God. So this, I don't know what this is. Lives were lost. I guess he's talking about Ashley Babbitt, and I can't think of the other woman's name who also died there, although many were reporting that was somehow of natural causes. I'm not so sure.
And for 3 hours, the defeated former president of the United States watched it all happen.
I mean, are you looking at his mouth and his face? There's something wrong here. I am not completely against saying this could be a deep fake. If you don't know what a deep fake is, Carrie, you know what a deep fake is?
I do, yeah. They're pretty convincing, though. I have seen them.
Yeah, I mean, these deep fakes, you can take, you know, if somebody can impersonate me well enough, you can take my face and put it on their body. There's a guy who's going around as Tom Cruise, mm-hmm. who looks and sounds just like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
There are people that are doing Elvis in this day and age. And it's very, very good technology, but it's not perfect. And that's what makes me say I'm not against thinking this could be.
He sat in the comfort of the private dining room next to the Oval Office. While he was doing that, brave law enforcement officer subject to the medieval hell. For 3 hours.
Medieval hell for 3 hours. I don't know what he's talking about.
Dripping in blood.
There's an edit, and he just comes out saying dripping in blood. I don't even know what that means.
Surrounded by carnage.
What?
Face to face with crazed mob that believed the lies of a defeated president.
He said the defeated president twice. Somebody in the White House thinks saying Trump was a defeated president thinks this is going to be effective.
The police were heroes that day. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act.
Actually, he acted 2 days before when he offered 10 to 20,000 National Guard troops. And he actually did put out tweets about, I think it was less than an hour later. They're saying 3 hours later because that's when they sent out the video of him.
The brave women and men in blue all across this nation.
You notice he said women and men first when normally we'd say men and women? That's another ESG thing. That's another woke thing.
Should never forget that. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop.
Right. There was no insurrection. So even saying the word insurrection doesn't make sense.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy.
Again, we're not a democracy. We're a representative republic. There was no insurrection.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American.
Yeah. And then he throws his hands up in a very robotic way here. And again, I'm not sure who this is. I'm not convinced it's Joe Biden.
There can be no greater responsibility than to do all we can to ensure the safety of our families, our children, our community, our nation, and our law enforcement officers. I will always meet that duty, just as you do every single day.
Somebody didn't move the teleprompter fast enough.
Members of a critically important organization.
I mean, I don't know who this is. I don't know who this is. I don't know what made them think this would be okay. I don't know what made them think this is somehow going to be effective. I don't understand who it is. And I want to hear from you. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Or if you're at the website, a lot of people watching the video stream. Go to the website now, JoePags.com. Scroll down to the bottom. Click on contact. Send me an email. Tell me what you think is going on here. Because there's something very wrong with this video. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by. Lots going on. We'll have Carrie Lake, who is running for Arizona governor. Have her coming up in about 7-8 minutes from now. Make sure you stick around for that. And if you want to watch the interview, stop by the chat room, joepags.com. Click on watch now, and you'll see me talk to Carrie Lake as well. We do appreciate you stopping by. So, Carrie, I sent you the video. Any thoughts?
It's, I have a few questions about it. It's a little different than how we usually see him. It's obvious where they made that cut. But if it's not him, why would his staff put it out on his official Twitter page?
Because maybe they thought it looked good enough. I don't know. I mean, there's something wrong. His forehead never moves. He never blinks whatsoever. His voice is very different.
The whole thing's weird. You can't tell the color of his eyes.
It's very weird.
Yeah, it's on his official page. What's going on?
So very interesting. If you want to see that, I gave out the link over in the chat room as well. And I can retweet it if you want, but Twitter doesn't let anybody see my stuff. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you about the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. It uses proven oxy technology, quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. People all over the nation are buying these. How many did they sell? 265,000 and still growing. So you know that it works. The odors will disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more, no match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for the entire home. And you get 3 units for under $200. It's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for over $600. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, your kitchen, anywhere you need clean, fresh air. The special offer, you're going to get 3 units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in the discount code PAGS3. Save $200 right now. Go to the website, EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is PAGS3. Shipping is free. You've got to get, I think we have 4 or 5 of these in the house now, and you know where they are because it smells like a thunderstorm just came through. Very fresh scent. You're going to want some of these. Get there right now. See if we have time for a phone call or two. Let me say hello and welcome very quickly, Matthew. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Mr. Pags, that's not Joe Biden's voice. It's a Hollywood production, is my thought.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure. Very quickly, Mark, let's go.
Hey, Joe, this is like number 4 guy, because I know there's been 3 other fakes, and you know he's a fake because he was relatively articulate.
Okay, here you go. Leslie, 10 seconds, all yours.
Okay, there are actually 4 Bidens. The original one is called Actual. If people would look at his ears, the original one has earlobes that drop down. The second one, his ears are attached to his head flush.
Yeah, we disagree. But stop there because we disagree on that. I've seen the earlobe theory, and one earlobe does look attached. The other earlobe does do sort of a more of a hook onto his side of his face. I don't buy the earlobe theory. I think that that's a service of all the facial surgery he's had. He clearly has had several facelifts. All right. Carrie Lake, when we come back, she's running for governor of the great state of Arizona as a Republican. Trump backs her. You're going to want to hear what she has to say. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Always glad to have this young lady on. She is, of course, a former news anchor, but more importantly, hopefully the future governor of the great state of Arizona. It's Carrie Lake. Carrie, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. So good to be back on with you, Joe, especially as we head into this last week before our big primary election. We are moving fast here in Arizona.
Well, you just let me know that the early voting is underway now. The actual election is on Tuesday, August 2nd. And it's got to be exciting to come to this sort of end for now. And then, of course, the big election in November. Are you, I mean, you're everywhere. I see you. I don't have any idea how you have this kind of energy. But are you ready to get to Tuesday? Let's see what happens.
Yes. Oh, man, am I ready? We started a year ago, June 1st. We've been number one in the polls ever since. We have a double-digit lead. But, you know, I'm up against this woman who's pouring, her billionaire husband's money into it. She's got a blank check. And it's been constant attack after attack after attack. I think by the time Tuesday rolls around, she will have spent $26 million, the most in state history, to try to stop this America First movement of the people. And it just shows you the establishment's afraid of us. They are so nervous about relinquishing their power to the people of this great country.
KARILake.com. Go in and support Carrie Lake. You know, what's interesting to me is that suddenly Mike Pence is out there in the four, and he was doing some other rally in Arizona while you guys did the big rally in Prescott. Do you say Prescott or Prescott?
Prescott, like biscuit.
Prescott. Very good. I'm glad you told me that. I don't understand why there's any division on the right, why there's any division on the Republican side. It doesn't seem to make sense. When you see that going on, does that bother you like it does me? I'm a conservative guy. You're a conservative woman. We want what's best for America. Why would we ever splinter the side that should congeal against what's going on now?
I think what bothers me is that they're pretending to be true conservatives, and they're really part of that uniparty swamp. And, you know, Mike Pence coming out and spreading lies about me. The funny thing, Joe, is I've lived a pretty public life. I don't have a lot of dirt. And so they had a hard time digging up anything.
Right.
You know, they had the fact that I voted for a Democrat before because the uniparty was, you know, weighing heavy. And I'm looking for someone who is going to end the Iraq war. And I didn't think it would be John McCain,
right,
frankly.
Right.
So when that wasn't resonating with the voters, when the voters said, we don't care, they had to up it. And they just started throwing lies on everything. You know, oh, she knocked on doors for Obama, which is not true. Then Mike Pence comes out and says, I voted for Hillary, which is actually offensive.
Yeah.
I mean, that woman should be behind bars right now. And I find her to be one of the most disgusting politicians and women that's ever, you know, tried to be a leader in this country. So it bothers me that they're willing to lie and twist and turn, say anything to stop this America First movement. What are they afraid of? I think they're afraid of this country winning and this country becoming powerful once again and having sovereignty in our states. They are globalists. And I think Mike Pence is a globalist. You're learning a lot right now when you're seeing people who are going against MAGA. You're learning what their true colors are. And I'm disappointed in Mike Pence. I'm seeing that he's just another swamp creature and he's just part of the problem.
It is Carrie Lake. Go to CarrieLake.com. She's a Republican running for Arizona governor. You know, what's interesting is, Carrie, I was so glad that somebody who would have voted for Obama in the day would come over to the conservative side now, because Obama proved that he was the anti-America First. He was anti how we had colonies. He was anti the Constitution doesn't go far enough to redistribute wealth, he once said. To awaken to the fact of what somebody on his side and somebody who looks like the progressive that he is would do to this country, I want people like you. Why would we ever attack somebody for making a decision? I was on CNN, just a little side note, back in 2007. And they assumed that I was a Rudy Giuliani guy when it came to the election in 2008. And I said, you know who I'm watching? I'm watching Barack Obama. because the guy speaks very well. What he says does seem to come from the heart. He's hitting us in an emotional place. But as his policies came out, I, of course, said I wasn't for Obama. Why wouldn't we want somebody who made the mistake, and it truly, I believe it was a mistake to vote for the guy. Why wouldn't we want somebody like that to show who they really are and what their love for America is? That's good, isn't it?
It really is. 10 million Obama supporters went over, crossed over, and voted for President Donald J. Trump.
Exactly.
And that's how we got the amazing Donald J. Trump as president. They know it's wrong that they're attacking on that, but they have nothing else to attack me on. They're desperate. And let me tell you, anybody out there watching who has been a Democrat before, even people who voted Democrat recently and are waking up to the lies of this policy, this destructive dead-end policy that destroys our great American cities, that destroys once great states. When you're waking up to that and you're opening your eyes, I want your vote. I want you to come into the party of America First Republican Party, and I want you to come into the party of common sense ideas that work. We welcome you. You don't have to make a stopover as an independent. Come right on over to America First, because we need to come together as a country, and Democrats are waking up by the droves. And I welcome you. You don't have to have any shame. Come on over. You're welcome in the Republican Party. We're going to change this world. We're going to change this country, and we're going to get things back on track.
CarrieLake.com, Carrie's with a K. They're afraid of you. They're afraid of President Trump. Why do you think they're doing this stupid kabuki theater with this January 6th commission that is an illegal commission? It's a made-for-TV drama is what it is. They just don't want him to run again because they know that he'll win. They want to sully you because they fear that you'll win. And when you win, you're going to close the border. When you win, you're going to help the economy of those who live in Arizona. Why would they be afraid of somebody who wants to do good things for the people of Arizona? I don't get it.
They thought they could make President Trump go away. He disrupted their big game, which was taking our tax money, laundering it, doing all kinds of stuff that wasn't helping the American people, nor was it helping America. And they stole that election. They thought they made President Trump go away. They didn't. He's going to come back. I just know it. I think we all do. And then, to their great horror, they have a whole bunch of leaders coming forward, people stepping up, citizens stepping forward, inspired by President Trump. I call it the legacy of leaders from President Trump that are now coming forward, and they're scared to death. They're losing their grip on power. Thank God. Thank God.
What are the people of Arizona saying about the border? Because the big lie from the left is that those who are Hispanics, who are here legally or who are American citizens, are for an open border because they're people like them. Then you see Maida Flores come out of South Texas. You see Cassie Garcia might come out of South Texas. You see people in the Rio Grande Valley and in southern Florida who are Hispanic, whether they're Cuban, Dominican, whatever they happen to be, who are conservative people. What are people saying in Arizona?
Everyone wants border security. I mean, this is insanity. Hispanic, black, white, native, we all want our border secure. We had it secure under President Trump, and now they've handed over control to the cartels, the narco-terrorists. We have drugs pouring in, killing our young people. I talk to parents all the time. I just talked to a man this week. His 17-year-old son died of a fentanyl overdose.
Horrible.
A poisoning. And we're tired of it. We've got a large Hispanic Latino community. My husband's Latino. My children are Latino. Everyone wants the border to be secure. We don't want people pouring in with criminal backgrounds. We don't want people pouring in, taking the jobs, driving wages down, destroying the middle class. We are going to secure our border, whether the left likes it or not. It is happening, and it's happening starting January of 2023. When I take office, I believe we're going to win this. We will win this. We're up by double digits. We've got some huge poll numbers that just came out that will shock people.
Right.
We are winning so big. Now, they're going to try to steal it. We're already seeing irregularities in this vote. We vote for 27 days here in Arizona. It's outrageous. We're going to fix that as well. We're going to restore election integrity in Arizona. We're going to do the big things that the people of Arizona want when I'm governor. And that's what scares the hell out of them, because they lose control of all the criminal and all the corruption that they've been up to for a number of years, for a generation under the McCain mafia. And that's all going to go away. I want them to know, come together with us. We want to work as the people of Arizona to make this a great state. I know they've already poured hundreds of millions, or I should say tens of millions, probably hundreds of millions before it's all said and done, to stop the America First movement. It is the only way forward to save this country, and we will not let this republic die. We will not let this republic go. It's going to be the mama bears and papa bears that step up and save it this time. And when mama goes MAGA, it's game over.
That's true. It's Carrie Lake. She is running for governor of the great state of Arizona, Republican. She is endorsed by President Trump and is actually to his right, to his right hand just about whenever he's anywhere near Arizona. And I've seen you at rallies elsewhere as well, which I think is awesome. You know, the attacks from the left aren't working on you. They're not working on Trump. Now they're going after the fact that people are nationalists, which is a good thing. You love your nation. And they're also Christians. So if you're a so-called Christian nationalist, Rachel Maddow says that you're a Nazi. Twitter says that you're a Nazi. Is that really how they think they're going to win, Carrie, by attacking religion, a belief in God and Jesus, and a love for country? They think that's a winning combination for them?
It's are we on planet crazy? Because right. I want off. This is nuts. I think they have such a small group of people behind them. It actually makes me feel sad because we need God in this world more than ever. When I say we want him back, I said that during the rally and everyone started clapping. And I said, no, no, no. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking President Trump. And yes, we want him back, too. But we need to bring God back.
Yes.
We need to bring God back. When we kicked God out is when we started having troubles. And we need to bring God back into our culture. We need to bring God back into our families. We need to bring God back into our hearts. And we need to have leaders and people representing us that are God-fearing individuals. Love God.
What's interesting is the government wants to be God, and that's why they're trying to eliminate the higher power. Then we have to turn to them for all of our reliance, and then they can control us. Central government was never supposed to be about control. In fact, should you become the governor of Arizona, and I hope that you do, you were supposed to have more power as a governor of a state than the federal government was supposed to have in Washington. They've made it all lopsided. Federalism means the states have the power, and the people in those states have the power to elect people like you. What's interesting is...
And that's what we're going to do, Joe. That's what we're going to do. And that's why they're so afraid of us.
Yes.
We're taking our state powers back, our sovereign power. Our Constitution has the answers to the problems we're facing right now. The articles, the guarantee clause, Article 4, Section 4, requires the federal government protect us and keep us protected from invasion. They're not doing that. And there's a remedy right there, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3. When we are being invaded, our citizens are in imminent danger and there's no time for delay, the state can step in. It's called state war powers. We're going to do that. They know I'm going to do that. They know we're going to stop this racket at the border and stop their human smuggling ring that's going on, stop them from smuggling and trafficking drugs and children. And that's why they want to stop us. But we're going to get our state's rights back. And they're going to have to accept that it's going to happen because we're doing it for the people of Arizona. And I think, frankly, we need every state governor to take back those sovereign rights. We created the federal government, not the other way around. We're not serfs to the federal government, and these non-elected agencies have way too much power.
Yes.
And starting in January of 23, we're going to push back on that. Good. We're not going to let a bunch of federal bureaucrats running these agencies, non-elected people, push us around and destroy our states. We're going to start pushing back against them.
What's interesting is when you see an Eric Adams, the New York City mayor, 6 months ago, a year ago, talk about how great it is and we welcome all the illegals. Come on, all your immigrants, documented or not, we can't wait to get you. And you had Bowser in Washington, D.C. do the same exact thing. Man, let's have a party. Going to get all the illegals we could possibly get. We love undocumented people. Just this week, both have said, we need help from the federal government. We can't handle all the undocumented people that we have here. Crime is on the rise. People don't feel safe anymore. They literally have changed on a dime because they're seeing the adverse effects of the open border system. They almost sound like they would be Carrie Lake voters, Carrie, to be honest with you, because they are now suffering because they never had to before. Arizona, New Mexico, California, Texas always had to take the brunt of it. But now the federal government's sending them anywhere, and you've got people like Abbott here, and I think Ducey was involved as well in your state, that are busing illegal aliens to Washington, D.C., to New York City. And those cities now realize what we've been facing for the past year and a half, 2 years under Biden, right?
Yep. And, you know, I've never been for busing illegal immigrants further inland into the country because I think we should be busing them back to the border and turning them around. But they're feeling what we're feeling. And, you know, and they're seeing a mass exodus of taxpaying citizens who say, we're done with this crap. We're out of here.
Right.
So they're really in trouble because they don't have the tax revenues. People are fleeing New York and illegals are coming in and taking the resources. But we're tired of seeing that happen in Arizona. Our resources going to people who shouldn't be here. Our jobs going to people who shouldn't be here. Our wages being driven down. And it's all going to stop. I'm going to be the governor that starts it. I believe that Abbott will start in very soon after I do. And maybe even we'll see some action in California and New Mexico, because eventually the cartels will realize we can't operate out of Arizona. We got to go around Arizona. And the citizens of those other states will demand some sort of help. And hopefully we'll get President Trump back in there. We're going to finish his wall. We'll pay for it initially, and then we're going to send the bill to the federal government. And I believe that President Trump, when he gets back in office, will reimburse us for that cost. And we will put our Arizona National Guard on the border and stop people from coming across through these gaps in the wall until we can get that wall constructed. This is not brain surgery. This is common sense stuff. And we're getting independents every day who stop me, who come to our gatherings, our meetups. We have standing room only. When you see our meetings, this isn't just, you know, 20 or 30 people. This is a restaurant, a home, a coffee shop filled, people out into the parking lot, people standing squeezed in there. America's active. They're activists now to save their country. And somebody said to me, Steve Bannon said, how are you going to get people out to vote? And I said, Steve, for the last 2.5 years, they've been tortured. The government shutting their business down is going to get them out to vote.
Yep.
The government masking their children is going to get them out to vote. Their boss telling them to get a vax or get out is going to get them out to vote. This is going to be pretty easy to get people out to vote because they realize their lives have been turned upside down by terrible leadership, terrible politicians, terrible governors, and you name it, who've done absolutely nothing except try to destroy this country. And Doug Ducey's one of them, frankly. He's done nothing on the border except write nasty letters to Joe Biden, who probably doesn't have enough going on up here to even read those letters.
I think you're right.
And I think Doug Ducey's been a doormat to the cartels, maybe even worse. Maybe he's okay with it. But Do Nothing Ducey is on his way out,
yes.
And we're going to replace him with a governor who actually has a backbone and will stand up for the people of Arizona.
I pray the people of Arizona will go to vote. They'll vote for Kerry Lake. It's this Tuesday is the primary, but it's already going on now. Early voting for all 27 days early voting is stupid. There should be one election day.
It is stupid.
But I hope that you come out of it on top, and then in November that you sweep right into the office and do exactly what you said you'll do, and I know that you will. Kerry, I appreciate the time. Come back often. I can't wait to see the result next Tuesday. I pray that you're on top. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, very good. All right, we're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
I appreciate you stopping by. Awfully nice to have Kerry Lake on. We also had John Rich on earlier. We'll post those, both of those over on my Rumble after the program tonight, probably 9, 10 o'clock Eastern time. So go and check it out there, and we'll get that going for you. Really, really great to have them both on. I pray that Kerry wins big on Tuesday. Let's do some pop culture. Pep! Dirty pop. Yo. All right, Polo, talk to her brother. What's going on?
So have you seen that story about the Ukrainian President Zelensky?
The Vogue shoot, that
yeah.
story?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, pretty weird, huh?
Yeah, so I guess apparently him and his wife were on the cover. I guess it's the digital version of Vogue.
Right.
But they're getting a lot of flack for being on. I guess they're claiming, I guess it's, you know, seems like a real vanity type of issue there that, you know, they're not reading the room to go and do the cover of this magazine and have these pictures of them together holding hands. It just seems... like they're making it.
There's
about
like
them.
A behind the scenes video of it too. It just doesn't seem like they're very concerned about the war.
Right.
It's all very weird. All right. I appreciate that. Yeah, if you haven't seen that, go look that up online. It's a very odd deal. We gotta go. That's Polo, that's Sam. I'm Joe. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.